At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jim Elliott is with me, the comedian in studio. Ali Ryan, founder of Goss Media as well, is on the line. Jim, do you enjoy the weather this time of year? Do you embrace it? Do you lean into it? Says I to a man wearing a kind of a Hawaiian-style open shirt in studio.
Of course, a Hawaiian-style open shirt. I love it. I love this weather. I love the Irish attitude to this weather.
How would you describe our attitude to this weather?
When the sun comes out and it gets warm, you people lose your minds. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's wonderful. I actually liked a couple of those Vox Pops there where somebody was like, I actually feel guilty when it's sunny and I'm not enjoying the weather. So yeah, dossing off is fantastic. Hey, shout out all the work from home army men as they've been dragging their laptops into their back garden trying to find the range of the Wi-Fi where they can keep their laptop and still plug in and do some work. Little pro tip for you guys: you want to set your laptop up next to the garden wall so the screen of the laptop is in the shade but you yourself are in the sun.
Oh, that's the key, isn't it?
And every Zoom meeting you join, you pipe up right at the top with, I don't know what's wrong with my laptop, guys, the camera's not working, but rest assured I'm here. And then you hit mute and you take a big healthy pull on your Aperol spritz.
Do you think anybody listening on that call would believe you that the camera's not working?
Hey, prove me
they're
wrong.
They're all doing the same thing.
Prove me
everyone's
wrong.
Everyone's cameras.
As long as nobody's calling out everybody, if we all keep our mouths shut, we're all going to get away with it.
Does your productivity fall off a cliff when the weather's this good?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that's absolutely normal, I think. I liked the idea that Holly was out there with. Do we think we should get a day off? I'm always in favor of more bank holidays, but if we just wanted to have like a floating bank holiday, and it could be like Met Aaron's job to be like, okay, the weather tomorrow is going to be this for this percent of the country.
That's a great idea.
And they just blast out like a hurricane alert that you get in the States. Everybody's phone vibrates with a text message says, hey, emergency bank holiday tomorrow. Everybody have some fun.
Oh, I like that. It's like getting homework off or something.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Ali Ryan is with us as well. Ali, do you notice productivity now in the office there in Goss Towers falling off a cliff when the weather's this good?
I have to say, everyone was so good this week. Now, I have really nice shifts, though, where people are done at 4. So I think the girls really got to enjoy the weather this week regardless. We also have a gorgeous little courtyard, so they've been sitting out for lunch during the week. So I think that's really helped with us. But also, I think with our jobs, you know, like we get to leave the office and go to events and go to things. There's been events on all week in the sunshine. So I actually think they've had a really good week for it. But would I ever give someone a whole day off for the good weather? The answer to that is no, definitely not. But maybe leaving a little bit earlier or like working from home. Like when I got home one of the days this week, it was only around 4. I set up all my garden furniture. I sat outside. I had like a little iced coffee for myself, pillows everywhere. And I was still doing bits of work, but I was in the sun. So I think you can love the weather and still be productive at the same time. Because to be honest, I think Irish people change in the sun. Like we look better. We're all better looking suddenly. We're all in a better mood. Like I actually think it aids productivity.
I do. Jim, I think she's right. I think we actually do all get better looking in the sun.
You know, Kiarna, I was just going to say it when I came in and sat down. You're looking well today. Yes. It must be the weather.
Thank you, Jim. Thank
Actually,
you.
I had a question for Ali, because in her line of work, she's much more of a fashion expert than I will ever be. Yeah. How warm does it have to get before a sleeveless shirt on a man is socially and culturally acceptable? What are we talking about?
Oh, it's, well, is it ever culturally acceptable is the real question. But no, this week is warm enough. I think this week, I was in shorts one of the days this week. And that's what I love about the Irish. Like, it's literally 17 degrees and we're off to the beach. We're outside. We're sunbathing on roofs. And whereas in other countries, people would still have full-blown jumpers on. But the second there's any bit, the barbecue is out. We're headed to the beach. And it's actually my nephew's communion today. And there's a huge bouncing castle outside. And it looks like we're all just in Mallorca. We're having the time of our lives. And there's many a shirtless, or well, not shirtless, but sleeveless top going on today.
Sleeveless is acceptable this week.
Yeah. Jim,
say no more.
Jim is literally stripping off in studio.
He's got I had a sleeveless t-shirt on underneath. I only wore the cover up.
Do we have any stripper music we can add to the segment now?
I wish we had. We generally don't have stripper music on the hotkeys ready to go.
I've been walking around wearing basketball jerseys and sleeveless shirts all week, and I feel like it's fine because it's warm.
I also think the reason it's acceptable, Jim, is because I have seen more farmer tan this week than I've seen in
Ali,
my life.
You can't see. Jim, you have got a very even tan on your upper arm.
I have an even tan on my upper arms because it's when it is above 18 degrees. Baby, that's the war on sleeves. You get rid of them.
What jersey is that?
This is Rui Hachimura for the Washington Wizards. The Washington Wizards are a terrible ball club, but I love them very much.
All right, okay. So Jim has got the basketball jersey on. He's got the arms are out, but he's got a great even tan. Mm-hmm. That Jim, more than anything else, would mark you out as not being Irish.
Do you think that automatically, like, that guy must be foreign?
If you walk past me now on the street, I'd be like, there's no way he's Irish. And they say, why? Because he's got a Washington, D.C. Yeah. basketball jersey. I say, no, his tan is way too even. His upper arm tan.
That's true.
That game is too good.
Look, you guys, if your t-shirt's big enough, you can roll up the sleeves. Get rid of that farmer's tan, dudes. We can do it. Also, guys my age, if you're in your 40s and up, your hair is not as thick as you think it is anymore. You need sun cream on
even
the top of your head.
With the farmer's tan, though, I have to say every man in Ireland is looking better looking this week, even with the farmer tan. So it's doing wonders for everybody.
Absolutely. So, I've taken to wearing baseball caps for the first time in my life in the last little while, for the very reason, Jim, you just mentioned there. Slight development of a solar panel.
Baseball caps feel better in the summer than the paddy cap does, the flat cap. I have a lot of flat caps, but I don't feel right with them in the summer.
No, I can't be wearing them in the summer. Ali, have you ever bunked off work because of the good weather? Even a student job?
I'm trying to think. I'm a very, like, not the sort of person that used to take time off for anything, to be honest. So the answer is no. I maybe would have just done some work outside if I was meant to go to a meeting. I maybe did that outside on a laptop instead. But I have purposely done things where I've worked in other places. So, for example, I went to, like, LA for 4 weeks and I worked by the pool of the Roosevelt because I was like, this is work. This is fine. Now, obviously, the productivity was down there because there was a few cocktails with that laptop as well. So definitely I've done things like that in the past. But no, I've actually normally been quite good. And I do think most employers are good because it's so rare to be sunny. You will let people off a little bit early. And like, especially with the bank holiday weekends and everything, I think everyone's being much nicer. But that's what I think. I think people actually are working better. They're nicer. Now, a few friends of mine that own businesses, a few of their staff had a few sore throats this week now. And I'm like, did they know?
Well, there's a sore throat going around. Yeah, I feel it coming on my
side. That is hilarious. When people call in sick and show up the next day with a sunburn. Are you feeling any better? Can I get you some aloe?
Have you bunked off work ever because of good weather?
Absolutely. Well, unless my coworkers are listening, in which case, no. I saw your email and I'll get it back to you on Monday. go-to excuse is just, hey, I'm just not feeling very well.
Oh, yeah.
Really
is
not,
that,
you,
is
you
that
kinda,
the voice?
I'm not feeling very well. What you can do, actually, is you can pull up a YouTube video behind you and put your speakers real loud of a really violent cough. And then you could just go, listen, I'm really sorry to do this to you. Put
Paris
the phone away from
like.
Nothing. Yes, absolutely. Come on, man. Technology
is
advancing.
There's a new one now as well. I don't know if you saw this on TikTok, but there's a new one that you can ring in sick and you can have a microwave on in the background. Just press the button to like the doot, doot. And then you're like, sorry, I'm in hospital. It actually,
that's
I think
one.
That would work really well.
That's a good one.
Yeah, until the microwave goes to the end and goes, and they think you've died on the call.
No, there has been some good excuses, but I think, you know what, I think there's a lot of still Irish Catholic guilt here. The fact that I've never even rang in sick for a sunny day myself kind of says it all. So most people, I think, are actually quite good. Plus with social media now, if you were to like take the day off, someone's going to take a snap of you or a video or a photo. It's very hard to go unnoticed. notice now.
It is. I noticed that when Holly was speaking to some of those people as well, she asked about putting on the sick voice, and they said, "Well, no, you text or you email."
That's true.
It's been a lot. I haven't bunked off since before the kind of ubiquitous text or email kind of handy smartphone days. Now I did it plenty in kind of student jobs, but you would have had to phone. You had to pick up the phone and do
the phone and call.
Times are different now.
I'm not feeling great, Jen.
A lot of Gen Z like don't actually answer the phone. So that's the first hurdle there. So no, it's definitely not a thing that you have to be on the phone. Maybe if somebody was out for a couple of days, but you would take it verbatim, especially, and I hate to say it, but COVID is a really handy excuse now as well, because you don't want anybody in the office if they've COVID.
Home now. Can I confess to this one? Back when COVID was bigger, like I tested positive, I think twice, right? I had COVID twice. Never a real bad dose. But every time I tested positive, I took that little stick with the two lines on it, and I brought it to various different places in my house to take a photo of it so the background would be different so I could use it more than once. That's a great tip for you there.
And did you do that?
Of course.
Did you use it more than once?
Man, I got all kinds of tips for this. You want another one?
Yeah, go.
Every once in a while, Windows is going to force you to install some software and restart your computer, right?
Yeah.
How often does that happen? Every 6 months? Every 3 months? Something like that?
Yeah.
Right. You click, install and restart now, and it gives you a little progress bar. 18% installed, 32% installed, 40% installed.
You take photos.
You take a photo of that at every step.
God.
You text that photo to your manager, and you go, I don't know what's going on. It's been stuck at 40% for an hour and a half. And meanwhile, you're out the back in the beer garden. Like, it's, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Ali, this is like an educational exercise, isn't this?
I feel like I'm going to cry. But yeah, I know a few friends of mine that work from home a lot. Like, you know, some companies now, a lot of the tech ones, it's like 5 days a week. And I was asking them, I was like, what do you actually do? Just out of interest, out of a good employer that I am. I was like, are you actually productive? And he was like, God, no, we're all like in a hot tub. We're playing hockey. We're like outside. Like we're playing all these games. And just someone is just touching their laptop the odd minute to show some level of productivity. I was just like, you're killing my soul.
Here's my counter argument to that, though. Back before, in the before times when nobody ever worked from home because laptops weren't really around, kind of pre-smartphones in the BlackBerry era, you had to be in the office all day, right? Every day. Yeah. I can waste time in an office just as well as I can waste time at home. So whatever the productivity that got me the job, that kept me the job, that's going to be the same no matter where I'm at.
Can I just say, I loved the BlackBerry age. I miss my BlackBerry. But yeah, I'm lucky in that my jobs up until owning Goss was in journalism. So a lot of my job was you get out there and interview people and get me some stories. So there were a few days where I was ringing in, be like, yeah, heading into a meeting now, and I was just on my balcony. See, like, let's be honest, I did little things like that.
But that's different with journalism. Like, your job is done when the work is completed. Whereas
So I could get up at 9 a.m. and actually have my whole day's job done by 11 and still not come in. So maybe I did technically skive a little bit, but I had my work done. It was done.
Exactly.
But yeah, some of the corporate jobs, I don't think it's possible to actually stay at home because you really need to do like a lot of things.
Sorry, there's plenty of people in the corporate world. Shirts and ties, drinking pints outside Kyo's as we speak.
As we speak. And they've been there
since lunchtime.
You see a lot of dudes look like senior bank managers with a couple of lunchtime pints on them.
Yeah.
Maybe I should head back to Dublin. I mean, this sounds great.
You just got to, whatever the amount of work that you need to deliver to keep your boss happy and make sure your boss doesn't get embarrassed, hit that mark and no further. That's all you need to do, baby.
Bunked
That's
off,
a rule for life.
I bunked off in Vancouver and we got fired.
Oof.
Full on fired.
Oof.
Yeah, we clocked in.
Sorry.
Went up to the apartment we were meant to be working on, kind of moved tools around a bit, and then we left at like 8 a.m. Went to watch a World Cup match. The World Cup was on in South Africa at the time, and then we just went on the tear for the day, and we went. This is the worst thing about it. We turned back up after about 8 or 9 hours of this to clock back off.
So you were clocked in the whole time.
So we were clocked in the whole time, and we turned into but we waited until about 2 hours afterwards so we'd get a bit of overtime as well. And then we clapped back off. And needless to say, Enrique, our Colombian employer, was none too impressed.
Nope.
Enrique gave us the heap hope. We couldn't really
complain. You just reminded me, though. I actually did skive off once and I also got fired. You've just reminded me. It was on a J1 as well. I worked in San Diego and there was a pool party in our development. So I was like, I'm going to call in sick. like all the suggestions you gave there, Jim, yeah, one mm-hmm. of those ones. And they were like, cool, you know, in the States, you obviously have to provide a medical cert. I was like, So the next day they were like, do you have a medical cert? And I said, no. And then I was at home and I got served. I got served legally with a huge notice saying, you are fired.
Did they do the thing where they knock on the door and they go, is this Ali?
Yeah, like is this Alexander Ryan? And I was like, yeah. And we were in another party. It was Jay one day, all with the red cups having a party. And I was like, yeah, why? And then it's
amateur.
Like, served. And I was
amateur.
So that's the one and only time for a pool party.
Worth it.
You're in the States and somebody walks up to you who you don't know and says, are you your name? The answer is who wants
18.
To know?
Yeah.
Don't you watch movies?
Listen, enjoy the good weather for the weekend ahead. Jim, shameless plug, anything coming up?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in Cork. I'm bringing my solo show to Cork in June at Collins. It's about 60% sold. Man, I'd love to sell that out. If you're in Cork, come see the show. It's the same show you saw, Kieran, except I've been working on it for a year, so it's way better than the garbage.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Thanks
in Kilkenny as well.
Man.
So people would enjoy it in Cork, and you'll find all the links on Jim's social media as well. Jim Elliott, comedian. Ali Ryan, founder of gossmedia.ie. Listen, both of you, thanks a million for joining us. I lived in New York for 20 years and bunked off work because it was too cold. Couldn't face the 2-minute walk to the subway in minus 15 degree weather, says somebody else. In my day, if the sun peeped out at all, we'd be sent to the bog for a day of honest work. And it never did us any harm, so it didn't. Yeah, Jim
sent
has a look
of bog.
Pure scorn.
What, did you commit
it?
A crime? That anyway. Sounds like a punishment.
We'll be back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.